Harper Audio presents Carve the Mark by Veronica Roth. Performed by Austin Butler and Emily Rankin.
Stay tuned at the end of this production to listen to the prologue and first chapter of The Fates Divide, Book 2 in Veronica Roth's Carve the Mark series.
1. Chapter 1. Akos. Hush flowers always bloomed when the night was longest. The whole city celebrated the day the bundle of petals peeled apart into rich red, partly because hush flowers were the nation's lifeblood, and partly, Akos thought, to keep them all from going crazy in the cold. That evening, on the day of the blooming ritual, he was sweating into his coat as he waited for the rest of the family to be ready. So he went out to the courtyard to cool off. The Kariseth house was built in a circle around a furnace, all the outermost and innermost walls curved, for luck, supposedly. Frozen air stung his eyes when he opened the door. He yanked his goggles down, and the heat from his skin fogged up the glass right away. He fumbled for the metal poker with his gloved hand and stuck it under the furnace hood. The burnstones under it just looked like black lumps before friction lit them, and then they sparked in different colors, depending on what they were dusted with. The burnstones scraped together and lit up bright red as blood. They weren't out here to warm anything or light anything. They were just supposed to be a reminder of the current, as if the hum in Akos's body wasn't enough of a reminder. The current flowed through every living thing and showed itself in the sky.